Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 25th nakshatra of Purva Bhadrapada falls in the heart of Aquarius and moves towards Pisces. 20 degrees of Aquarius to 3 degrees 20 minutes of Pisces. Now this nakshatra is also a Jupiter ruled nakshatra. You might say this is a graduation of Jupiter. We started from the first Jupiter nakshatra of Punarvasu, where it was failing first time, learning the second time. Fail first time, learning through failures. That was Punarvasu. Then we moved into Vishakha, where it was trying to combine two different forces into achieving targets. Target achievement was the focus in Vishakha of Jupiter. Now it has moved into total focus of becoming the light itself to show others. Remember, the theme of Jupiter nakshatras is to give people knowledge, guiding people to make rules and regulations, sort of guidelines, sharing knowledge with others. Their karma is they have not given this knowledge to others in the previous lives, kept it to themselves. That's why they have come here now to burn themselves to show the light to others. You have to become the role model to others. This is the way these Jupiter nakshatras get fulfilled, by your own learning, by becoming a role model in whatever you have done. Not just by theoretical coaching, but your own life energy you are expending as Jupiter, like you become Jupiter kind of thing. So what are the themes of Purva Bhadrapada now? Creating fortune through challenges of life, transcendence of purpose, looking back on their life to learn lessons from their mistakes. See, again, becoming the light. It's a more similar theme to Punarvasu, where they made mistakes and learned from that, and now they teach it. You see, this is the graduation of that. This is where this nakshatra people have to let go of materialistic attitude, otherwise it will trouble you a lot. The life lesson of Purva Bhadrapada is dissolution of materials in sacrificial fire for higher purpose. Finding true depth and meaning bring peace to internal fire. Purva Bhadrapada is characterized by the fire dragon. This is the like the first feet of Lord Shiva, right? That's why it's called Bhadrapada, the blessed feet. Purva, the first blessed feet. After this, we will do the second blessed feet. The second feet of Shiva is Uttara Bhadrapada. So these are very consciousness-related nakshatras, if you will. You have to take in and build in that consciousness in order for something, if you want to get out of this nakshatra. This one is Aquarius, so it's very unconventional. The other one is Pisces. It has got at least the calmness of the ocean, Jupiter, etc. But this one is in Aquarius. So he will do it in a very unconventional manner. Okay. So materialistic kind of careers are generally not suitable for Purva Bhadrapada nakshatras, especially if your D10 ascendant is in Purva Bhadrapada or 10th Lord is in Purva Bhadrapada. You got to consider different type of careers. Not working for a corporation trying to make them millions. This civilization we have concocted is pretty much post-industrialized world. Yes, we're still thinking we have to work for some corporate gurus here. Satisfy their company policy. That kind of approach will not work for Purva Bhadrapada nakshatra people. That's why we are finding Purva Bhadrapada people in the world as outcasts. Well, we haven't created a society that would allow fitting in different types of categories, are we? We are not giving any credence or importance to spirituality, for example. Okay. Talents of Purva Bhadrapada, spirituality, transformation, idealism. They are very idealistic people, this nakshatra. Abilities is transforming situations, seeking higher truth and idealizing. Ambition is to transform, seek higher truth, idealize. See, nothing is very materialistic here. Fulfillment in career comes from spiritual leadership, transformational roles, something that this civilization does not recognize even. They don't recognize spirit. Where's the question of recognizing career to do with spirit? Strengths. They are idealistic, transformative, and spiritual. Weaknesses. They have over-idealism, emotional intensity, wild emotional intensity, because there's a fire here. And detachment, opportunities, spiritual roles, teaching, and transformational tasks. Threats involve conflicts from over-idealism, challenges from emotional intensity and detachment. The keywords in career, philosophy career, spiritual teacher, wisdom teaching, spiritual guidance, they're good guidance people, philosophical discourses, humanitarian career, social work, non-profit organization work, community service and social justice. These people are all about social justice. Why is this in Aquarius? Guru, the Jupiter falling in Aquarius, all about masses, transforming the masses. Therapy career, healer, therapist, emotional healing and holistic practitioner. So all of these, as you can see, are pretty abstract when you consider the modern civilization. But we'll get to some more. We'll take the help of Enneagram and MBTI types to narrow them down. Best working relationships will be with Shatbhisha, who enhances problem solving with idealism and transformation, the previous guy. Pushya Nakshatra, which is in Saturn, provides structure and support in spiritual and transformational roles. Being in Cancer, it will be a good fit. This one is in Aquarius. Anuradha Nakshatra, which is in Scorpio, complements loyalty, depth in psychological and counseling fields. Now let us draw this on further, bridge it with the Enneagram types over there and the MBTI types, so that we come to some narrowing down of these career paths and what they could possibly do in the world, in a world that is highly skewed in terms of what it can offer for people's growth. Nakshatras do not lie, I can tell you that much. So we better find ways as civilization to bridge and find new careers for different people, to make them fit in. It's not so much a question of even fitting in for Aquarius, it's so much as giving a path to walk on. They are the forebearers, they are the torchbearers. They will take them into new directions, you don't have to tell them anything. So let's see the Enneagram type and the INFJ type, or sorry, MBTI types. If you don't know what these are, you can go to my other playlist where I have given free Excel worksheet downloads. You can take those and get back here. So the first match on our Enneagram type is Enneagram type 9, the peacemaker. You will see all the traits of all the Enneagrams, and MBTIs will tie very closely into the themes of Purvabhadrapada: receptive, reassuring, complacent and resigned. Basic desire is to have inner stability and peace of mind. Purvabhadrapada has a lot of fire in it, a lot of transformational fire. Avoiding conflict is the motivation. Avoiding conflict and tension, seeking harmony and comfort. Centers of intelligence being the body, and moving away from people, I would think they would make excellent in therapy career, healers, therapists, emotional healing, theta healing, body code healing, holistic practitioners of all kinds. These days we have a lot of them, thankfully. People everywhere are awakening to new modes of healing, isn't it? Pick one of your choice and move towards there. If you are a type 9 Enneagram with a dominant Purvabhadrapada Nakshatra, especially like ascendant of D10 or lord of 10,000 D10. Okay. Second one is Enneagram type 2, the helper. Generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing and possessive. Basic desire is to feel loved. Basic motivation being needed and appreciated, forming close relationships. Centers of intelligence is the heart, and they are moving towards people. Therefore, for the type 2 Enneagram with a dominant Purvabhadrapada, I suggest a career in humanitarian work, social work. Go and join an NGO or a non-profit organization or United Nations or UNESCO, right, for the Children's Fund. Those kinds of things. Social justice, work for causes. There are plenty of non-profit organizational bodies today which work for communities. So work for them, because you are type 2, the helper. You like to do this, especially if you are in Purvabhadrapada with gentle planets, like let's say Moon, Mercury, Venus, that kind of planets. The third type is Enneagram type 6, the loyalist. Engaging, responsible, anxious and suspicious. The basic desire is to have security and support. Basic motivation being seeking safety and security and being prepared for potential problems. In terms of intelligence, head moving towards people. So head and moving towards people, again, I would put it as therapists of different kinds, healers of different kinds, be it conventional or mainstream or non-mainstream, doesn't matter. Select a career which is more on the healing side, okay? Because you can be engaging with people and you use your head to do it, okay? So that's the six Enneagram. Now let's have a look at the MBTI types. The first one on our list, of course, there are more I's there. They're more introverted. INFP. The INFP types, the mediators, are the poetic kind. They are kind, altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. See, Purva Bhadrapada is intent on working for a cause. That's the underlying theme. They are idealistic, empathetic, open-minded and reserved, like you saw here, all the characteristics here. INFPs prioritize creativity and personal growth. They often spend time reflecting, writing or engaging in artistic pursuits, loves creativity, helping others, working on meaningful projects. Again, like it says here, non-profit sectors. So go for humanitarian type careers. Go and do education which is like good for United Nations, UNESCO, non-profit organization, social work which has a structure for you, okay? Because you'll really enjoy doing that. So that's the first MBTI type. Second MBTI type is ENFJ, the protagonist. Little bit of extroversion there. Now the ENFJ is the protagonist, the diplomat. Charismatic, inspiring leaders able to mesmerize their listeners. They're altruistic, empathetic and responsible. Organized and proactive. Seeking leadership roles in their communities to seek and inspire others. Once again, we come to the humanitarian side. The humanitarian social work, non-profit work, community service, social justice causes. Take those sides. That will be more useful for you. Okay? Last one on our list is ISFP. ISFP is the adventurer, flexible and charming artist, always ready to explore and experience something new, sensitive, artistic, adventurous and easygoing. ISFPs are sensitive and artistic. They seek new experiences to express themselves creatively. So common fields include arts, design and healthcare. So therapy career, healers of all kinds would be good for them. Therapist, emotional healing, holistic medicine systems. They are very good for that. Yeah, you can take up careers relating to those. So that's for Purva Bhadrapada. If you don't know again the Enneagram type or the MBTI type, take the test in the other playlist where I have put all the descriptions, all the videos, how to use the Excel sheets which I made, which will give you this. And then you can come back to your Vedic astrology chart and see where it Purva Bhadrapada is and is this relevant to you. I'll see you in the next, that is Uttara Bhadrapada, the second blessed feat. Take care.